Or to Nevada, 844-263-8232. If you are a first-time caller, make sure you let gentleman Jim Dallas know. He'll move you up in line. He'll give you a little extra love, and that's always good. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, you know what a montage. You've seen it, and Trump did a wonderful montage of the MSLSD, the Clinton News Network. And but they've also done, and I know you've seen him, and as Brady stated, big here to Brady. He's basically been reiterating what our side of the fence has been saying for over 2 years now. You know, Fauci basically lied to Congress, to senators, and hopefully we win it and we go after him. We're not going to win if voting, you know, if you watch the Alphabet Goop networks, they'll tell you that mail-in ballots are legal, even though President Carter went to 90 countries and said, if you're mailing in a ballot, it's a fraudulent election. I mean, all our lives, Kevin, the only ones allowed to mail-in ballots were active duty overseas, and we'll be in trouble on that. But going back to Fauci, he said originally, 2 years ago, masks really aren't going to work.
Oh, he had Frank, he has been all over the map. I mean, this guy has flip-flopped time after time after time after time. And my question is, what happens if we win control of the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives? That'll be a time when we can invite Dr. Fauci up to Capitol Hill and just grill his sorry ass.
More than that, Kevin. Hopefully we take the gloves off. Let's get down and dirty as these demon rats are. Let's get some representation with some real fangs in them. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, man. That's Frank. You want to join in, we've just freed up a line, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And when we come back, we'll get to more of your calls. And again, if you are somebody that believes we should keep the masks, and by the way, once we unmask America, we can keep the masks for people that want them. I've got a whole drawer full. Some really wonderful sports ones. They're probably not worth the material they're made of. But there are people, I know people, who say they would feel more comfortable with masks as opposed to without masks. Now the question is, what do we do for all the other people, the vast majority of us, that say it's time to unmask America? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We'd love to have you. 844, the number, 8442 Nevada, 844-263-8232. I want to find out from you if it's finally time to unmask America, and in particular, the state of Nevada. We are one of 9 states still with an indoor public masking mandate. Is it finally time to set us free? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30, I just checked the NDOT accident sheet, and it looks pretty good on local area freeways. Moderate flows right now on the Beltway 215 eastbound at St. Rose Parkway, westbound at the Airport Connector. Not too bad through there. Moderate flows on the 95 right now as you enter that downtown construction zone, US 95 eastbound, once you get past Valley View. But it really starts to slow down once you cross Interstate 15, where the 95 turns into Interstate 515. That's where only 2 lanes are available each direction between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That project will be there all the way into 2023.
World famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
NBA last night, a 127-124 win for the Suns at Chicago. Phoenix 43-10 with the win. Devin Booker with 38 points. Two-game winning streak for the Suns, who lead the West by 2.5 games over Golden State. College basketball tonight, Nevada looking to snap a 5-game slide against Colorado State. The Wolfpack 3-7 in conference play. Colorado State 7-3 in the Mountain West. That's good for third. UNLV basketball at home against the Air Force tonight. The Runnin' Rebels 5-5 in the Mountain West. Air Force 3-7. The second half of the NHL season opens tonight for the Golden Knights at Edmonton. Vegas on top of the Pacific Division by 2 points over the Kings. They went into the break winners in 2 straight. New Raiders coach Josh McDaniels has hired Tom McMahon as special teams coach. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, make the call and do it right now. New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. In the last 24 hours, we have learned that the Houston Texans of the National Football League have found a head coach, but it's not Brian Flores. Brian Flores was one of the, I don't know, three or four finalists, but instead they went a different direction with Lovie Smith, who is a name brand head coach in the National Football League, and good for him. I'm always happy for people, even if they are out of work, to find a job. That is great. Good for Lovie Smith. That is not good for the National Football League, because Lovie Smith is an African-American, but he's not that African-American. He is not Brian Flores. Derek Johnson is the president and CEO of the NAACP, and he was on CNN this morning. I was just kind of tuning across the dial, so to speak. And this was his reaction, Derek Johnson, to Brian Flores not getting the Houston Texans job. Here it is.
Well, unfortunately, when you have someone like Coach Flores who stand up for the rights of others, oftentimes they're blackballed. We are advocating that he's not blackballed. He is a very talented coach, and so he should be provided an opportunity, as well as we should heed his lawsuit that we have a problem in the NFL. The lack of diversity in the coaching ranks is untenable. You have 70% of the players on the field are African-Americans. Many of these franchises are publicly financed. And so you have billionaire owners refusing to augment the process to ensure equity on the sidelines as they are exploiting the players on the field with our tax dollars. And so that was a part of the conversation yesterday in the league. And Commissioner Goodell, he is the commissioner of the leagues, but you have those team owners, those who are operating fiefdoms, and we have to partner with the league to make sure we have a better path forward to ensure equity and opportunity on the sidelines in the head coaching ranks.
Do you, and look, I mean, the NFL has had practices in the past, the Rooney Rule among them. It gives this appearance of, you know, interviewing minorities, but not actually hiring them. And I wonder when you do see these hires, if it's real change, or do you think it's just a couple small data points to sort of move this controversy along and you're not going to see real change?
Well, you hit it on point. We cannot settle for data points or interviews. We have to work towards outcomes. And as the fans and as the players and as taxpayers, because, again, many of the stadiums are publicly financed. Well, there should be equity and inclusion in the head coaching ranks. There is no reason why it isn't. Head coach who are African-Americans are as talented and in many cases more talented than their counterparts. And so as we provide opportunities, it must be inclusive of African-American head coaches.
Okay. Here's my problem with it. And this goes along with the President of the United States declaring that he was only going to nominate for the next Supreme Court justice a black female. And everybody's up in arms about Brian Flores. I mean, hey, they hired an African-American, Lovie Smith, talking about the Texans. But the fact is, they didn't hire the right one. Now the question is he going to be blackballed? I think he will be. If you file a multi-million dollar lawsuit against the National Football League, the chances are you're probably, you're not going to get hired by any of these people. It's an old boys club. It really honestly is. That's all it is. And it's a bunch of billionaires. That's all it is. That's why it's imperative that Brian Flores get hired and now. Because otherwise, this thing's going to be, you're going to have the NAACP breathing down your neck. It's going to be happening. Anyway, coming up, it's the name that is on everybody's tongue, Joe Rogan. I was having dinner last night, and somebody in the booth next to me was talking all about this, about, oh, yeah, he used the N-word 10 years ago and blah, blah. You know, essentially reciting what we talked about most of yesterday. He must have been listening. Anyway, don't forget, Wayne Allyn Root will be along at 3:05, and guess who he'll be talking to? He'll be talking to Donald J. Trump, yeah, the former president, and I hope he asks about the advice that he gave to Joe Rogan, which was, don't apologize. Stop apologizing, you know, for using the N-word or whatever. And yeah, that's kind of the latest. We'll see if he comments on that. Wayne Allyn Root interviews the former president. That is coming up just after 3 o'clock. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I mentioned yesterday how appalled I was at the quality of the Pro Bowl. And I may have found a reason why. I thought it was the format, the fact that it was a glorified touch football game, and that, you know, anybody that was paying $100, $200, $300 for tickets at Allegiant Stadium were being fleeced. I mean, it was really bad stuff. But maybe there's something else at play here. Maybe the players were distracted, and they just didn't have it in them. And then there's the story of Alvin Kamara, a running back for the New Orleans Saints, who was arrested on assault charges, was out at, I think, well, I'll let Gentleman Jim kind of fill in the blanks here, but was out early Saturday morning, and he wasn't just getting up. My guess is he was not just getting up. He was just coming in from one of the clubs that's open all night, and, you know, and a lot of people are out. A lot of young people are out. Gentleman Jim Dallas, fill in the blanks here. Who is Alvin Kamara, and what the hell was he doing out at 6:30 in the morning?
Yeah, good question. This was Saturday morning at 6 a.m., so he got here early for a Sunday noon kickoff for the Pro Bowl that you talked about, but he entered Dre's, which is a nightclub inside the Cromwell. It's a nightclub, it's a day club, it's a club. Yeah. And a lot of people hang out there. He showed up with his girlfriend, his assistant. I don't know if the assistant means bodyguard or whatever, but obviously he didn't need a bodyguard. But he had a couple of friends along with those other two people and him. And there is video evidence that shows Kamara punching a victim, punching a man, and then what happened in that punch, a couple of punches, was more than a couple, okay? It says, according to the report in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, it was repeatedly, punching the victim repeatedly. Does that mean twice? Does it mean 10 times? I don't know. Maybe somewhere in between. But the victim, it was left with an orbital fracture in his eye, among other injuries. And apparently his group, his girlfriend, assistant, and the two friends, after he punched the man and he fell to the ground, apparently they stomped on him, everybody in the group. It's just not a good look. It's we don't want these kind of people in town. It's really sad because we like to follow the law, at least most of us do here in Las Vegas. And this is the kind of thing that makes Alvin Kamara look bad. It makes the Saints organization look bad. It makes the NFL look bad. And remember, there were a lot of people years ago before the NFL never even took a sniff of ever even considering coming to Las Vegas, which was like 5 years ago. Seems like forever now. But they were saying, hey, the players, they're going to run into trouble. They're going to go out. They're going to find the trouble. And I guess they're proving them right, because they are finding trouble. And that's something that the Super Bowl teams this week want to stay away from. Don't go out to clubs. Don't do anything. Just, it's a working vacation. Hey, have fun next week, because then you'll be off for 5 months.
Well, and does this mean that Alvin Kamara is disqualified from winning the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award?
Yeah, he's not going to be in consideration anytime
oh,
soon.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh.
But we've seen this by a lot of athletes. If you'll recall, a few years ago, the former Chiefs running back, Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
And he is now a running back for the Cleveland Browns. Remember, he was famously filmed with video surveillance that he was basically, you know, pushing this woman down to the ground and then kicking her a couple of times. Do you recall that?
Oh, yeah, 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 in the glass enclosure there?
Yeah, it was at a hotel room.
Yeah.
And yeah, once she fell on the ground, he kicked her a couple of times and then turned around and walked away. So things like this, this is not unprecedented, but it's not a good look for him. And he is going to be facing the judge, a preliminary hearing, on March 8th is when they scheduled that. But he was arrested, at Allegiant Stadium after the Pro Bowl. He was a suspect before he played in that game, but the officials held back, let him play in the game, which he did, and then after the game they questioned him, arrested him, booked him. A $5,000 bond was posted, and then he was released from jail. But the bottom line here is, again, hey, just, you know, try to be a nice guy. If you'll recall, it was a couple of years ago, and I think it was before COVID, that the running back for the Dallas Cowboys was going to a music festival out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And Ezekiel Elliott, he was got into a little altercation with a security guard out there because he wasn't supposed to be in a certain area, and the security guard tried to hold him back, and he basically shoved him. He didn't push him. He just shoved him to the ground. Mm. Do you recall that?
I do. I do.
Yeah. So, again, this is not unprecedented, but, again, not a good look from these guys.
No. And, you know, this is really... This last week has been, I think, devastating. You've got the Dan Snyder accusations, cheerleaders saying that the guy groped and pushed into his limo a cheerleader. You had the testimony before Congress about that. You had the Brian Flores thing. Now you've got this, the Alvin Kamara deal. The optics are just absolutely horrible, and Roger Goodell, I think, has got to go. I'm just about convinced that his usefulness to the National Football League has come and gone. He is now a liability, but remember, he serves at the pleasure of the owners, and that's, you know, so we'll have to wait and see. We'll wait and see on that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Alan from Mountain View Pest Control. It's winter in the Las Vegas Valley. The insects you normally see are hiding, and you probably aren't seeing many of them. But they're still there, and now is not the time to relax with your pest control treatments. Through the end of February, we are doing a special winter treatment. This treatment is designed to kill the cockroaches and other insects that come out in force in March and April. For our Wayne Root listeners, we are offering a special 50% discount on this treatment. This offer ends soon. To take advantage of this special, call Brianna at Mountain View Pest Control. Mountain View Pest Control can protect your home from all the insects that want to make your home their home. Call us now and take advantage of this special 50% offer. Our number is 702-568-1857, 702-568-1857, 702-568-1857, or at mountainviewpestcontrol.com.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays.